Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 13th of July, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here.
And don't be alarmed. We're not doing security stuff today. It's going to be fine. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. Now, Andrew, I'd like to talk to you about shortcuts.
Oh, so, goody. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to point out, Brian would very much like me to talk to you about shortcuts. Brian is, I believe, an aspirational shortcuts user.
Listen, shortcuts is one of those things that I was so excited about when Apple first showed it off. And I saw so much potential, and I found it very difficult to make myself invest the time to actually make use of this stuff. And so in the meanwhile, Andrew's been over here like learning it. And so I honestly came along on this show just to, like, to glom off of his efforts.
All right. So, inspiration.
So thank you, Andrew.
We'll call it. All right. So Andrew, I know we've talked about them, about shortcuts before. I'm just going to give a quick breakdown. There's an app that you can get for your phone. It comes with the operating system, so you may have it in a folder on the last page if you're not really sure what it was for or anything. It's just called Shortcuts. And this allows you to build small automated things. And part of the reason that we're talking about it more regularly now is because Shortcuts is something that's coming for macOS later this year. So Andrew,
I
would, yes, Andrew's super jazzed about that. He might use a Mac again. Okay. So Andrew, go ahead and take us through some stuff, and let's just see. I'm just gonna take copious notes, and Brian's gonna ask you a bunch of questions, I'm sure. So
speaking of the Mac, that is one of the shortcuts I wanted to just talk about. So when I was kind of transitioning to trying to use my iPad more as the daily device, shortcuts definitely helped me with that. And one of the shortcuts that I'm most proud of is it was solving a problem for me that I couldn't do on the iPad, but I could do on the Mac with Automator. And that is renaming a bunch of files at once. It's really easy to do with Automator, but the Files app on the iPad, that doesn't have any native functionality like that. You can only rename one file at a time until I was finally able to, as I say, crack the code and create a shortcut for it.
Okay.
So this shortcut is about 80 actions long.
Oh my goodness.
And you can do different, you can rename files in different ways with it. So for example, there's an action that I, or there's a menu item that I call append, which is you can add something to the end of a file name. There's a prepend action to, you know, add text to the beginning of one. And you can even replace text in a file name with something else. And then if you have this third-party app that I love called DataJar, this is a shortcuts adjacent app. You can rename files sequentially, like folder one, folder two, folder three, etc. And it, you can just throw a bunch of different files at it at once. And so what it does, it you enter the text that you want, it churns through those, and then you can have them automatically delete the old files afterwards.
Okay. So let's talk about DataJar for a minute. I know a lot of people who really like shortcuts, and it seems like if you are a fan of shortcuts, you are also a fan of DataJar. And it's because, like you characterized it perfectly, it is shortcuts adjacent. And what makes it a thing that is useful if you're trying to use shortcuts to do things?
Yeah, so it's an app that lets you store something kind of like a database, store different values, and then shortcuts can pull them. And it's like, I'm trying to explain it, like with the my rename files app and renaming files sequentially. Like, for example, if you rename 10 files, for example, so 1 to 10, you can use DataJar to store that value of 10, and then you can have it automatically, like if you're saving another 10 files, then suddenly DataJar can help shortcuts. That value changes from 10 to 20. Okay. So it just keeps going along with that. So it's an app that just helps you store different types of data outside of shortcuts in that way.
Okay. So it sits there and hangs on to like a variable for you to help you.
I got questions.
All right.
Okay.
So firstly, how much is DataJar?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's that expensive.
Let's see.
If Andrew doesn't, that's not helpful.
Well, if Andrew doesn't know, then it's probably, maybe it's not notable. I don't know. So,
I don't think it was too expensive.
So it's datajar.app and it's free.
Sorry. Okay. So here's, I have it open in the App Store right now. It's free to use and it does have a tip jar where you can optionally tip the developer.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. Second question. Okay.
So it's $5. Everybody should give DataJar $5 because that's awesome and it makes it so that DataJar doesn't go away. Okay.
Yeah.
Second question. Is DataJar something that should, like, is it something that Apple will Sherlock, or is it functionality that Apple needs to build into Shortcut, or does it need to stay a separate app? And if so, is it an app that Apple should provide?
I guess it's always nice when you have, you know, native functionality like that. You can kind of do the same thing by storing data to a certain, like, I think it's a JSON file in iCloud Drive. Some people can do that. I wasn't able to figure it out. DataJar just made it really easy for me to do that.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I want them Sherlocked by any stretch of the imagination. It's just when Kelly said that she's found that Shortcuts fans tend to also be DataJar fans, that to me makes it sound like it's something that should be a core technology that is easily available to any potential Shortcuts user without having to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible. I can definitely see Apple adding that functionality in.
Okay, great. Thanks. Appreciate the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I have found that particularly if you are a person who regularly says things like, I have a shortcut with about 80 actions in it, you are a person who knows about DataJar.
Just for curiosity, I'm trying to figure out what my shortcut with the longest action is.
Oh, geez.
let's see. So here's one I built that has 180 actions.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's a lot of actions. What do you do with 180 actions? What do you get at the end of that?
So this is a shortcut I use. I think I've mentioned this in the past, talking about on our other shortcuts. Like, I like to collect like digital artwork online, like concept art, fantasy artwork, sci-fi artwork. And so this is a one-stop shortcut for me that also makes use of renaming files where it grabs whatever file I want. I can assign a category, fantasy or sci-fi. There are various subcategories. And then it you know, like converts the image, renames it, and then saves it to a certain location in iCloud Drive.
Okay. Now,
solid.
That's
really solid.
That's awesome. And the other, so one of the other things I know we wanted to talk about a little bit is that, like, you sat down and built a shortcut to do the thing you wanted to do, and you don't have to build them from scratch 100% on your own, right? Like, there are other places that have made them available to you.
So first, Shortcuts does have a built-in gallery. Most of the ones in there are, like, you know, very basic. Some of them are pretty helpful, though. For other external sources, for one thing, Matthew Casinelli is a good source for shortcuts. He has a shortcut Slack group that I'm a part of. I think he started his own shortcuts newsletter or a website recently. That's a great resource. Mm-hmm. Another great resource, of course, is Mac Stories. I use one of Federico's shortcuts. They're a great resource. And then also another one I don't use as often anymore, but it's a good starter, is called Routine Hub. Is routinehub.co, and you can find thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of shortcuts that anyone can create and upload. Mm-hmm.
And then with these, I know that you can download a shortcut, and then once you've got it on your device, then you have the opportunity to sort of modify it to be the thing that you want, right? Like if it's a shortcut that has something to do with your Wi-Fi, for example, like you can change it so that it talks about your own Wi-Fi network and not, you know, the dummy placeholder that's in there, or like someone else's home network name, which doesn't help you at all if you're trying to do something. So mm-hmm. you can download one and make the changes so that it's pertinent to whatever, you know, your network is or your location or that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, that's the nice thing about shortcuts is they're not like, you know, black boxes. You can download one, open it up, and that's how I learned shortcuts. I kind of just taught myself downloading other people's shortcuts, seeing what they do, kind of reverse engineering them, and then, you know, eventually I was able to build my own.
Okay.
That's so cool, dude. That is like geek essential there. On the one hand, it's kind of a bum that was necessary, but I love that you did it. But is this what's holding shortcuts back from being more widely adopted? The fact that you do have to sort of like tinker to learn?
Yeah, probably. Apple does have a shortcuts guide. I'm sure other websites also have their own guides. But yeah, it's kind of like, you know, programming. You really have to tinker, make and break things, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I can't wait for your guide.
Good idea.
It's weird when stuff I'm about to say comes out of Brian's mouth. Yeah, I look forward, Andrew, to reading your shortcuts guide. One of the thing I think, Brian, part of it that I have seen and part of why I don't have more shortcuts than I do is because shortcuts is, you know, relative to iOS, of course, shortcuts are really powerful. They're super duper flexible and there's lots and lots of things that they can do. And so when you look at a shortcut and you sit down, like Brian, you probably had a very similar experience to me. I sat down and went, I'm going to try and build a shortcut. And I looked at that empty screen of nothing and went, I don't even know where to start. What's on Twitter? And that was it. Like, I just sort of noped out because I didn't have any sort of like guideline or guardrail or anything. And so the only time I built one myself was I had an actual need for making sure, and we talked about it on the show already, like making sure my headphones were connected to my phone. And so I built that shortcut. I can make the playback be my headphones and then I'm set. And now I have that as a thing to make sure that my headphones are in fact connected to the right device, because they love connecting to everything. So like I have that one for that reason. So I think one of the nice things about having these other ones available, and for people who aren't sure maybe who Matthew Castanelli is, he built the original, he was on the workflow team, which was a really cool way that you could automate stuff on iOS until Apple bought Workflow and named it Shortcuts. And now it's Shortcuts. So he knows a thing or two about automation on iOS and was sort of doing it before there was an official path for that. So that's part of why the stuff that he has out available is pretty interesting. So Brian, do you have any other questions you want to get in here, or another that's really cool?
So I know that ostensibly this episode was, talking about specific shortcuts that Andrew has put together. Mm-hmm. But give people like me, Andrew, like the best starting, the best way to start from what you've learned so far.
I mean, I guess like Kelly was saying, just, you know, try to think of a good task that you're doing repetitively that would be great for automation. And then, I don't know, I guess open up the Shortcuts app, just scroll through all the list of actions, I guess, and figure out maybe which ones could be best suited for what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And
okay,
the Shortcuts gallery, there's a link to that right in the Shortcuts app, if I'm not mistaken. Like, if you go in there and open it, yeah. I think it just shows you, like, here's the gallery and look at the things that you can do there. Yeah, like if you open, I just did it. If you open the Shortcuts app at the bottom, there's My Shortcuts and then Automation and then there's mm-hmm. Gallery. And if you tap on Gallery, it's going to be a very familiar experience because it looks a lot like the App Store. And it will show you various things that you can use as part of your shortcuts. You know, here's some things that I can do. You know, here's some do more with OmniFocus and around the house set of shortcuts. There's a lot of different things in here, all different sorts of ideas and lots of inspiration. So not like I'm any sort of expert, but Brian, that's what I would do is tap on Gallery in the app and see what you can see.
Gallery is also a good starter. That's where you'll find some of the, you know, there it breaks it down into categories, get stuff done, get organized, all the essentials. And this is where you'll also find a section called automation suggestions. And this is where, this is when your iPhone learns what you're doing and it can suggest things to you. Like, for example, the ones I'm looking at says, at 10 p.m. daily, start a timer for 2 minutes. And if you tap that, you can automatically add it right there.
Yeah. Very cool. So
thanks. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So now, Brian and I both have homework. if you have homework too, please highlight the shortcuts that you have built. Or tell us about shortcuts that you would like to find out if we're using or doing anything like that. If you have one to share with us, of course, we will highlight that on the show for you. Observations at MacObserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or with comments in the show notes, just let us know. And we'll highlight those on a future show because I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about shortcuts more. Like the amount of shortcut chat we're going to have on the show is only going to go up as we get them on a whole nother platform later this year. So I guarantee it. Thank you very much to both Andrew and Brian for being here today. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.